So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Pull up a stool and join us. 585-866-4FAN. 866-4326. The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan, Rochester.
Welcome back into the Sports Bar. It's Danger and Battaglia as we head to the center of the NFL universe this week. Why? Well, the Indianapolis Colts are making waves. They bring in Phillip Rivers, sign him to the practice squad, dust him off of the couch. 44 years old, and we welcome in Kent Sterling, WGCL in Indy, also on YouTube, the Kent Sterling in the Morning Show. Kent, it's always great having you on with us. Thanks for talking Colts with us because, man, when this story happened, I think a lot of us kind of looked at him like, you're kidding, right? No, this looks like this is trending in the direction of Phillip Rivers actually starting down the stretch here for the Indianapolis Colts.
It would be stunning if he didn't start. He took the first reps yesterday in practice, took him today. Riley Leonard was full today at practice, so his knee seems to be responding to treatment. But I don't think Phillip Rivers came to Indianapolis for a haircut. I think he's going to play on Sunday.
I mean, he took Daniel Jones's number, which was his number, I suppose. But, Kent, that's a little if you want Daniel Jones back in the building, I mean, the guy did give you a lot this season.
He did. And this is with Daniel Jones' accommodation. Daniel Jones said, please, wear 17. Phillip, I got great respect for you. And go ahead and have it while I'm not using it. I got no problem with that. I don't know what number Phillip would have worn had Daniel Jones balked at that, but those guys are pretty cooperative and collaborative people, so I don't think there was a big negotiation. I don't think that Phillip Rivers had to buy Daniel Jones a Maserati or some kind of thing, or you know, even give him like a gift card to Walmart in order to get 17 for a couple of weeks.
Does this do anything for the future of Riley Leonard? I don't know what his grand plan is with the organization, but you mentioned it. He's been a full participant in practice as well. The team has a 65% chance right now of missing the playoffs. So this feels like a Hail Mary, but does it do anything to Leonard's confidence moving forward?
Well, I think it would get Leonard to work. I don't know how hard Riley Leonard works right now, so I can't speak to his diligence, but I would become more diligent and I would start working harder and make sure that I earned the trust of my coaches in case this kind of opportunity came along again. I don't think that he came into the game this past Sunday against Jacksonville and acquitted himself in a way that the team thought, yes, we believe in Riley Leonard. We're moving forward with him. We feel like he's going to get us to the playoffs.
Ken, we have this good relationship with you over the years, and I remember when we first started out doing the show. Hey, tell us about Andrew Luck. Is he ever going to come back? And no, he definitely is retired. He's in another. didn't think that there would be another candidate like that. After all, Philip Rivers, the last time he was on the field, as you know, 300-plus yards in a playoff loss to Buffalo that really went down to the wire. So give us kind of an idea. What was the public reaction in Indianapolis? Was it, oh my gosh, I can't believe that? Or, yeah, you know, that makes sense. I get it. Ken, tell us about the public reaction.
People are very polarized. There's a sect of people who think that the Colts are clinically insane and that everybody should be replaced because this is just foolish and stupid. And then there is another group. They believe that this is the most wonderful thing that could ever happen, that it's breathed new life into this franchise and their love of the franchise. And they feel like, you know what, even if this blows up and it's a complete debacle, this is kind of fun. And we all have a reason to watch on Sunday and believe that something good might happen after the last 4 or 5 weeks when nothing good has happened and they look like they're sleepwalking and things just aren't going the Colts' way. After starting 7-1, everybody was kind of over the moon. It was partly schedule-driven. You know, the schedule for the Colts really over the first 8 games, there wasn't a lot going on there that really gave you pause and made you think that, they shouldn't be 7-1. But recently, when the schedule got tougher, things got much more bleak. And at least now people, Colts fans, are looking forward to this weekend and saying, you know what, if this could happen, this is like a movie. And so let's write the movie in our heads. And they go to Seattle, and they pick up a win. They win 3 of the last 4. They win the AFC South. They go to the playoffs. Isn't this wonderful? It's like a football version of Hoosiers. We love this kind of thing. And so we're kind of split down the middle, half the people thinking that the Colts are nuts, and half the people just in love with this because it's really fun.
Well, I one thing that I think became apparent here this week in Indianapolis is that the apple didn't fall far from the tree. I mean, we saw former owner Jim Irsay bring in Jeff Saturday on a whim to be an interim coach, and we all remember how that turned out. And it turns out Carly Irsay, who I think is doing what she's doing, is unique as it is to be on the sideline and listening in on the headsets. I kind of admire it, and I understand why she's doing it. But again, I would also say to the Colts fan I would understand why a Colts fan would be like, what the hell is going on? Why are we dusting off this guy to bring us wins here down the stretch?
You know, Carly Irsay has no problem dancing to the beat of her own drummer, and her dad was exactly the same way. I think that Carly has, at least to this point, kind of dodged the obstacles that Jim Irsay placed in front of him and kind of curtailed his life and ended his life. I think Carly's kind of got her head on in a different way and maybe learned from the sins of her father. But I kind of dig it. You know, at first I was like, who's that woman on the sidelines wearing the headset and the funny dresses and shoes? And they said, well, that's Carly Irsay Gordon. That's Jim Irsay's daughter. And I said, well, that's the darndest thing I've ever seen. I've never seen any. Georgia Frontieri never did that when she was with the Rams. I wonder what she thinks she's listening to. And so for a while, there was some mockery. And then when Jim died and Carly took over, you kind of heard Carly explain she didn't know enough about what was going on. And she was in a position where she had to evaluate the people who were in charge and try to figure out who is responsible for what. And all of a sudden you thought, well, this is kind of a clear-headed woman who's just trying to figure out how responsibilities are doled out in her organization or her family's organization. And so I did begin to admire it. And every time she speaks to the media, you think, okay, all right, well, this is more clear-headed than we've seen a Colts owner be, I don't know, back to like Carol Rosenblum, for goodness sake. So I think that she trusts her people and she trusts Ballard And she was consulted about all this, but trusts Ballard, the GM, and Steichen, the coach, and they're rolling with this. There was a 0% chance that Riley Leonard was going to be successful as a starting quarterback for the Colts, the current version of Riley Leonard. At least Philip Rivers, he's the last guy that took the Colts to the playoffs, so we know he can do it. Now, whether he's still got the stuff to be able to do it at the age of 44, that's a different conversation.
Well, it's been such a long season, Kent, that, you know, you go back to the spring, yeah, we were still hoping, hey, you know what, let Anthony Richardson figure this out, and we saw him a little bit in the preseason. Like, what does the future hold for that man in Indianapolis right now?
I don't know what kind of future there is, and we were talking about that in the media room today, and that's an interesting question. And some of the guys thought that he is the odds-on favorite as things stand today to be the starting quarterback for the Colts in 2026. Other people thought that that was preposterous and that once you burn Steichen, like Shane Steichen is a really nice guy and he's a really good coach and offensively he knows what he's doing. But when you burn him, when trust erodes and it's gone, it doesn't come back. Like A.D. Mitchell burned that bridge and that burning that bridge sent him to the Jets. Mm. And when Anthony Richardson tapped out, that bridge was burned. And I don't know whether he's going to be able to come back and be a – I think the decision to start Daniel Jones over Anthony Richardson was made as soon as the ink on that contract was dry. I don't think that there was any kind of a competition between those two guys in camp as was presented to us as what was happening. I think that that was gone, long gone. And if they could find a suitor for Anthony Richardson and they could get value back, I think they would have made that deal in a second. And it would really surprise me if Anthony Richardson came back and played any kind of meaningful role with this team.
So that's real interesting, Kent. So where does that leave the Colts a quarterback moving forward? Because you've got a quarterback in Daniel Jones who's a free agent next year, and he's got an Achilles injury now. And you got rid of two first-round draft picks to bring in Sauce Gardner, who hasn't been healthy since joining the team. And so I'm just curious as to what the quarterback of the future for the Colts looks like. It can't be Philip Rivers, I would imagine.
You know, that what they hope is that the recovery for Daniel Jones in the rehab is about a nine-month window. And that would put him square in the middle of training camp and maybe give him a legitimate shot at being the starter for the opener in 26. That means that Achilles is going to have to heal the way it's supposed to, and he's going to have to do everything on time and on target. One good thing about this, if there could possibly be a good thing about this, is, you know, somebody like Minnesota who might look at Daniel Jones and say, this is a guy that we want as our quarterback. I doubt that they're going to be bidders, nor would anybody else be a bidder in the Daniel Jones sweepstakes because nobody knows whether he's going to be healthy. And given that he's had an Achilles tear, you know, people are going to be much more skeptical about his health moving forward. I don't know whether the Colts are going to be able to indulge in that kind of skepticism. I would expect that Daniel Jones will be re-signed at a lower value and that he'll be back next year, and they're going to hope that he's ready to go, and they better have a plan B ready.
We're talking to Kent Sterling, Sterling in the Morning, WGCL in Indiana. Kent, I look back to the month of November where it all went wrong for the Colts here. You're up by double digits in the second half against the Chiefs. Like, to me, if you win that game, I think at that point that's where the season went awry for you.
It was, and the thing that really happened that was terrible, and we don't talk about it too much, is that Schrader, the kicker, got wrecked by a Raider. And if that doesn't happen, that Chiefs game changes. They've had games that were decided by a missed extra point here or there. And Michael Badgley missing that extra point against the Chiefs was really deleterious to this team's ability to win that game. And it changed the math in that game in a way that really made that game tough for the Colts to win. I think that they got tired. That defense couldn't get off the field. And that's been a problem for this team. This is the third defensive coordinator that's kind of had that problem with the Colts. So I think it's more personnel than scheme. I mean, you don't find defensive coordinators more different than Lou Anarumo and Gus Bradley. Like, those guys are completely opposed in the way they approach defense, but the result's been the same. Extended drives, an inability to get off the field, and an exhausted unit toward the end of games, and that's kind of what happened.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You mentioned the schedule. Is it as simple as that? You know, when you look at how this offense is going, I mean, Jonathan Taylor has been magnificent this season. I'm curious as to what he found in the offseason that, you know, that made him as healthy and as productive as he's been. But you look at down the stretch here in the final four games, I mean, it, you know, and looking back the last few weeks, I mean, yes, the schedule has gotten tougher. You've had more divisional opponents here as well, with Jacksonville and Houston still on deck.
You know, part of it is the schedule, and part of it is that Mike Tomlin and the Steelers kind of found something against the Colts, and they stacked the line. And they were like, okay, you want to try to block eight with five, you go right ahead. You want to try to block with six and hold that tight end in, good for us, because now we don't have to cover Tyler Warren. And let's see if you can run it against us with us putting eight in the box. And let's see if you can throw it against us once we stop you running the ball. And the Colts haven't been able to throw. They haven't been able to run. That offense is kind of ground to a halt. They need a plan B offensively to answer the blitzes and the stacked fronts, and they just haven't found it.
We're talking to our buddy here, Kent Sterling, Indiana Radio, 98.7 WGCL. Also, you can find Kent, a great show on YouTube. If you're more into Colts content, recommend that. Kent, so your gut here, going back to Rivers here, and you don't get to see the whole practice, I would assume, at least that's the way it is right in Western New York. Do you have any sense of how this is going to look? I'll put it this way. I have never been more excited for a game in the 4 o'clock window where I'm talking with my son. We should go out after the Bills game is over because we don't have the ticket. Let's just go out to the local place and we'll watch the game here on the ticket.
I feel exactly the same way. I can't wait for Sunday. And that is in stark opposition to the way I felt about the game against the Jacksonville Jaguars last weekend, because the Colts haven't beaten the Jacksonville Jaguars in Jacksonville since 2014. So I wasn't looking forward to that one, and it didn't seem like anybody was around here. This week, there's some fizz to this place, and there's some energy and some pop. I think it's going to be cool. And you know what? Like, there are a lot of people who are skeptical about this and a little bit cynical. I'm not. Like, Philip Rivers has never been an elusive athlete. He's never been a guy who relied upon his legs. He said, if my legs are gone, I haven't noticed it because I never had them. The last time he played for the Colts in 2020, he had 18 rushes for negative 8 yards. He doesn't need his legs. He doesn't need to run anywhere. All he's got to do is slide in the pocket a little bit and get rid of the ball quick. The last time he played here in 2020, he got rid of the ball second quick among starting quarterbacks in the NFL at just over 2 seconds. So all he's got to do is either hand the ball to Jonathan Taylor or check to the right offensive set against the scheme that he's looking at and get the ball out quick. Nobody knows this scheme better than him. This is his scheme from the Chargers when he and Steichen worked together. He, as a high school football coach, runs this offense down at the high school that he coaches down in Mobile, Alabama. Nobody knows it better. Shane Steichen and Rivers have weekly conversations because Rivers coaching high school football. What wrinkles you got this week? And Steichen had asked Phil, what wrinkles you got this week? So they've been collaborating for years in doing this, as Philip has been a high school coach. So it's a rare situation where you've got a quarterback coming in the middle of a week and might start on Sunday, who knows that playbook better than anybody, better than Daniel Jones, certainly. And he's going to be able to check to the right stuff every single snap because nobody knows his thing better. And as far as throwing, he never had a fastball. So, you know, he hadn't lost his fastball. He still throws it as hard as he did 5 years ago, which isn't hard at all. All of the stuff that you lose with time, he never had. So if anybody is in a great position to have a Sunday for the ages, it's Philip Rivers.
Kent, is there an unintended consequence of the story of Rivers and Steichen sharing notes that the Colts are actually running a high school offense?
Well, or that's one way to look at it, or you could say his high school's running an NFL offense.
We'd be crazy if we didn't at least get your take on the college football playoff, because Indiana happens to have the number one team in the land, the Big Ten champions. And I'm curious if you could just share a little bit about what this season has meant for the Hoosiers football program, and then also who you'd like to see between Alabama and Oklahoma there in the Rose Bowl.
When we first started talking, you guys and I, back in the day, what were the odds you figure on you asking me that question any point during our lifetime?
Never.
No, it'd be like asking Syracuse is the top team in the nation. I would have believed that before Indiana football.
I mean, I remember when Penix played for Indiana, and I thought, okay, Indiana's
fun, yeah.
Yeah, it's fun. It's interesting. Penix is, and then, you know, Penix leaves. I'm like, oh, I don't know. But he's done one hell of a job there.
Yeah, Kurt Cignetti is a really simple coach who has a simple message, and the guys buy into it. And as soon as he started telling them how things were going to work, guys either bought in or they didn't. And the guys that didn't buy in, he's got one rule. And his rule is be where you're supposed to be and be on time. That's it. And do your best. Be where you're supposed to be, do your best. And the people who did that, they got rewarded. And the people who didn't do that, when he saw them not do it, they packed a bag and they were gone. Like, there was an immediate and harsh consequence when people didn't buy into Kurt Cignetti. And rightly so. So he changed that culture immediately. He brought guys in from JMU that had bought in and could kind of be the Cignetti whisperers in the locker room. And this is a guy who leads from a place of strength, doesn't try to accommodate players, and they understand what their jobs are, all of them, and they go out and do their jobs. And if you got 11 guys doing their job each and every snap, you got a hell of a chance to win. And they have won. And now they've got Stephen Daly, who's a really good defensive end for him. He's out for the season. He kind of injured himself in a celebration after the game. So that's terrible and unfortunate. But I think Indiana, they got the best quarterback in the tournament. I think they got a chance.
Yeah, I long term, Kent, because I appreciate that. Hey, he stayed there. Penn State couldn't poach Cignetti, but in terms of NIL and what it's going to take to have long term success, is Indiana built in that regard?
Nobody's got more money than Indiana. Like, Indiana's got money, not just athletic money, but they got donors who are stepping to the plate and donating in the 8 and 9 figures. They've got plenty of money to fund whatever kind of player acquisition that they want. The Big Ten's rolling in money. The media deals are unbelievably lucrative. And so Indiana, I think they can sustain this. And I think the one thing I worry about with Cignetti, he seems to be a healthy guy, is that he's, you know, 64, 65 years old, right as he's coming into his prime as a coach and getting the best results that he can get as a coach. I hope he can maintain his health. And I think as long as he does, Indiana's got a really good chance to continue that. I don't know who wouldn't want to play here. Like, I get that Indiana's Indiana, and most people just fly over the top of it. But if you come to Indiana and you play football, you're going to learn your job. You're going to get really good coaching and really good training, and you're going to wind up playing at a winning place. And this is, I don't know. I still think it's one of the best places to play, and Bloomington has kind of come into its own as a football destination. I think that's going to continue.
Can't tell everybody about Sterling in the Morning and where we can get more of your work.
Well, you can download the Bloomington Voice app, of course, and listen every day from 7 to 9, or you can go to YouTube and just plug Kent Sterling into that search bar, and there we are, posting videos twice a day, every single day.
Kent, great stuff here, and boy, if Rivers lights it up, I'm pulling for this, Danger. I want it to happen. Kent, thank you, bud.
Absolutely, my pleasure.
You got it. There's Kent Sterling. Sterling in the Morning, search out Kent on YouTube. He does a great job, and he's so Indiana. That guy is the best. Yeah. Love that guy. I'm excited for the Rivers thing. It's going to be fun. It could be potentially combustible. It could be an absolute horror show.
It's a story.
Or it could be a made-for-TV or made-for-Hollywood movie. I mean, it can only go one of two ways.
What if it's Peterman-esque? What if this just doesn't work? Like, you can do everything in practice, but until you see it in real speed, this isn't like getting on a bike, right? It's like, these guys are big.
When you watch Rivers throwing in practice and a little bit of footage that we've seen here through 2 days of practice, he still kind of looks the part. I mean, he certainly, to me, looks the part more so than anybody else they have on the roster right now. And the moment they signed him, I remember thinking, he does. He gives them the best chance to win. It's unorthodox. It doesn't make a lot of sense to pull a guy off the couch after he's been gone for 5 years. But he gives them the best chance to win. And with their backs against the wall here, trying to fight and claw into the postseason, they need wins, and they need wins fast.
What if he leads Indy to wins and they get in? We're just not even considering that, right?
I'm not, just because the odds right now aren't in their favor, right? There's a better chance that they miss the tournament than there is that they make the tournament. As of right now, I want to say 65% chance that they don't make the playoffs. And, you know, what that looks like if they beat Seattle this weekend, now we're having a conversation. But this game is awesome. This is going to be a big game for the Colts. The Seahawks are fine. They're going to be in the tournament. But the Colts, no, they need this one. Let's see how hungry they are with a 44-year-old quarterback that they just dusted off and bring back. We'll get Eddie Barrett's thoughts here next hour as well on the fantasy playoffs, Week 15, the Rivers story, and whether or not that there are any fantasy implications to the Philip Rivers experiment that's happening this season.
Yeah, next, though, okay. Carl Jones, WIVB in Buffalo. Let's talk Bills Patriots. Let's look through the eyes of the former Syracuse player. Like, what does this Bills defense need to do better this time around to get a win against the Patriots?
You can join us anytime this afternoon on the Good Smoke Barbecue and Pub Wingman Line. 866-4FAN is our phone number. Award-winning barbecue from Good Smoke Barbecue and Pub, 135 West Commercial Street, East Rochester. GoodSmokeBBQ.com.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan, Rochester.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.